which show just how much the Saturn has grown in its brief 5 years of life. Far more than that, really, because its predecessors certainly go back to Pina Mundi. We saw the mechanism which holds the rocket down until it is ready to fly from its launch pad, and which is called, appropriately enough, the umbilical tower. And then we saw the astronaut suit, all shiny silver, and the small craft, rather like a big frog on high legs, that will someday land the two astronauts on the moon, the one that I had seen pictures of in the National Geographic. Presently, we came to what is called the hard hat area, and here was a ceremony that the press delighted in, because Dr. von Braun, whom I suddenly noticed was wearing a Texas Stetson, I think he'd had it behind his back most of the morning, presented me with a hard hat with the Marshall Space Flight Center insignia on the front and my name, and at the same time told the tale of how he happened to have the Texas Stetson. Lyndon had given it to him when he was at the ranch for Chancellor Adenauer's visit at Christmas. This picture was the delight of the press. We went through a lot of laboratories where they are spinning the polyesters that will line the rockets. In fact, test laboratories are a very large part of this installation. The whole thing is really a vast testing center to produce every single item that will go into the rocket, and then once it's produced and tested and passed on and the scientists think it's just the thing that will work, then they dish out the contracts to individual business firms all over the country. Finally, at noon, gorged with knowledge, or rather unassimilated and highly exciting facts, and footsore, we arrived back at the 10th floor, where I was going to have lunch with all my kinfolks. This was an interlude of about an hour and 15 minutes of real delight. Lunch was buffet, and I wound up by having about 58 or 9 kinfolks present. Bellwether, of course, being Elaine. Edwina was with her, and also Gus and Bernice. And the first person that I had met when I'd gotten off the plane that morning, I mean among the kinfolks, was Lucille Patilla Thomas and her beautiful daughter, Jean. Lucille had been my special playmate of the years between about 6 and 14, and so I was happiest of all to see her. Aunt Ellen, veteran of 50 years school teaching in the public schools, was there, bless her heart. She's one of those people who always keeps the family together by writing and telling what each one of us is doing. Even Dewey Taylor, with his wooden leg, had managed to make it for the occasion. Patsy Derby had flown down on the plane with me because it was her spring vacation time, and she too, like Jean Thomas, is a darling example of the younger generation. Of course, one of the ones I was most glad to see was Uncle John Will Patilla, 87, ruddy of cheek, a little slow of walk, who predicted that Lyndon will beat the other fella, whoever he is, and make him like it. This goes back to the time of all the estate problems that once we had, in which Lyndon did a good deal of the persuasion or arguing, and we all wound up very amicably, a great deal of the credit going to Lyndon. There were any number of Bishop descendants there whom I didn't know too well. Small wonder, because since Grandmother had 13 children, Daddy had not kept up with all of his half-brothers and sisters after he left Alabama and came to Texas, although he still remained close to all his full brothers and sisters. The one I miss most was Carolyn Johnson Cousins. Elaine and I talked a mile a minute, lickety-split, and the years have done little to dull her sprightly spirit, although I'm sad to say both she and Edwina did look older. At any rate, it was a delightful hour and a quarter of fun with them. Woody, bless his heart, had sort of been their host and tender when I was not around, and he was just the man for the job. After lunch, Dr. Webb and Dr. von Braun took me to the static testing center, where we entered a bunker and watched a test firing of an 8-engine cluster of Saturn I. Never have I seen such a sight. There are those breathless moments when they counted down to zero, and then a noise that shook the world, the bunker trembled all around me. Flame erupted from the bottom of the rocket in great billowing sheets of red fire. It lasted more than 2 minutes, and actually it seemed an eternity. This Saturn I will be used to send an unmanned Apollo spacecraft into Earth orbit. In fact, one's on the pad down at Cape Kennedy now for launching later this spring. Jim Webb was right beside me in the bunker, and we looked out together through the narrow slit about a foot wide. When it first went off, he put his arm around me, and the resulting picture was really amusing. The caption under it read, or so Liz opined, "Ladybird, after this is over, let you and me go out and have a drink." There was a second and somewhat less dramatic firing, and then we all returned to the auditorium of the administration building for an award ceremony with NASA employees. There were about 500 employees in the auditorium, and it was my happy opportunity to present awards, a 30-year service award, a 20-year service award, some invention awards, four in fact. One of them was a self-latching handle, a group achievement award, then a sustained superior performance award, which I am glad to say was won by a woman in the purchasing offices. Then I made a small talk and for once felt that I actually did rather well. Got the most out of the delivery there was in it, probably because I'd been so thrilled by the whole course of the day and everything that I had seen. Finally and last on the program, there was a reception at which Mrs. Webb and Mrs. Von Braun were the hostesses for Alabama women officials and organization leaders. We had begun by inviting Mrs. Wallace, the wife of the governor, who incidentally had sent me a nice wire welcoming me, and gone down the list of state officials, of women prominent in PTA, business and professional women, League of Women Voters, all sorts of church, civic, and cultural groups, making the best effort we could with all the advice we could get to have a cross-section of outstanding women in the state, with a special emphasis on Huntsville, of course, and not forgetting the good, stout Democratic workers, and being careful also to include some of the Negro women leaders. I had been told the auditorium would hold about 300, but I am quite sure they were closer to 600 there. They were all so dressed up and looked so nice, I bemoaned the fact that I hadn't brought along a change of clothes and really risen to the occasion with my utmost best. The tea gave me a chance for real nostalgia and for talking about what Alabama had really meant to me. Long summertime visits, watermelon cuttings, picnics at the creek, and lots of kinfolks every Sunday. When that was over, I said goodbye to Jim and Mrs. Webb on the front steps and to Dr. Von Braun and Mrs. Von Braun, whose two daughters, by the way, are just as handsome as their parents, and all the other officials that I had met. And then in the car with the mayor, Mr. Searcy, and his wife, I drove to the municipal airport of the city of Huntsville. There was a platform, a long line of Democratic women workers lined up to meet me, a band in bright blue regalia, out in front, a sizable bunch of the citizens of Huntsville. And then when we mounted the platform, greetings by Congressman Bob Jones, welcome by Mayor Searcy. And I just must say, Alabama men are eloquent. Then Ivo introduced me, and it was a splendid introduction. She had enough poise to hold her own against the departure of an airplane, which is something. There was a presentation to me by Mrs. Sylvia Armstrong, one of the good Democratic workers, of a charming watercolor of an old Alabama farmhouse with a dinner bell out in the front yard. And then I said my farewells, really just a salute to the day and a salute to the city. This was my only contact with the public, really, on that day, because I am well aware that everything before had taken place on federal property within the confines of the Marshall Space Center. But though it was small, it couldn't have been warmer or more fun. And after I finished, I walked down the line and shook hands with about two city blocks of folks, not making it to the end of the line. because the Secret Service kept on saying, it's time for the plane to leave, it's time to leave. So I boarded, waving goodbye at the top step of the plane. And oh, how welcome was that seat and the sense of having finished the day. And now it was time for a drink and for some relaxation and talking with the press people, with Francis Lewin and Helen Thomas, whom I had named Gemini, the twins, as we were coming down. Nan Robinson and Jean somebody from Time, the life man who's having a difficult time doing a story on Linda and Lucy, who successfully keep their private life to themselves. And a happy opportunity to say thank you to Dorothy Vredenburg Bush and Ivo and Julianne. It was 8:30 when we reached Washington, and the car that met me had the message that Lyndon was having dinner with the Marshal McNeils, and would I please come and join him there. I'd already had my dinner, but feeling reluctant about not joining Lyndon for at least a little bit of the day, I went on. Marshal McNeil has remarried. I did not know it. It's an odd feeling to walk in and suddenly, where I had known Blanche for years, find a new wife. Young and very nice, really. And the Walker Stones were there for dinner. But I was so tired, I was rather numb, and I did everything I could to hurry the evening and get us home and to bed by 11. The next day or two, on reading the coverage in the papers, I found that it had been really quite amazing. A good picture story, pretty much all over the South, Huntsville, Birmingham, New Orleans, Gulfport, Nashville, Chattanooga, besides Washington, New York, Chicago. There's one lesson I ought to learn out of it. Keep my mouth shut. I never saw so many pictures with mouth wide open in laughter or greeting or surprise. All in all, it's been a great day, worth several days out of a life.